So far we have seen the thought flow is like this. In the mantra number 1, it is said that we should have Gyan Nishtha. The vision should be, our vision should be expansive, because Lord is pervading everywhere, but we are not seeing or we are not encompassing our vision. We are limited. So the mantra says that you also expand your vision and see that the Lord is pervading everywhere. See Lord everywhere. If we are not able to see that, or not able to understand, then you come to the mantra number 2, you do the karma yoga. By doing karma yoga, your mind will be purified, and when mind is purified, you will be able to understand, you will be able to see. It is because of the impurity of mind, we are not able to see Lord everywhere. If we are not doing Jnana Nishtha or Karma Nishtha, we are not following any of the path of these two, then it is said you are committing suicide. You are a jnani. You will go to a loka which is Asurya. Asurya means the ignorance will continue whether you go to the Swarga or Brahma loka. You will come back as a jiva again. Again you will remain ignorant only. So if you are not utilizing this life for realization, that means you are losing the opportunity. You are committing suicide. After telling this thing, then what is this Atma Tattva is said in verse number 4 and 5. In verse number 4 it was said, anejat means, ejat means, ejat means kampan, kampan is moving, anejat means not moving, it is not moving, ekam, it is one, drishya are many. Scenes are many, objects are many, but the eyes are one. We have got two eyes, the vision is one. So there are many objects, but the eye, the vision is one. There are two eyes, but the mind is one. And the seer of mind is the ultimate drashta, which is said to be ekam. The Atma Tattva is the only one ultimate drashta. So the objects of the world are many, but the vision is one. Eyes are two, but mind is one. The seer of mind is Atman. That is ultimate drashta. We call it Sachi in inside, and outside we say Ishwar, but Sachi and Ishwar is one and same. Atman and Brahman is one and same. Manso javiyo is faster than mind. Faster than mind means wherever mind goes, Atma Tattva is already there. Even if your mind goes to the Swargalok or Brahmalok, then there the existence is there. The Atma Tattva is already there. Manso Javiyo. And this mind cannot perceive. I explained to you that all the thoughts of mind are illumined by the Atma Tattva. If the mind thoughts are going, the illuminator is also going. So since the thoughts are, mind is ahead and the Atma Tattva is behind, it is not able to see the Atma Tattva. Now we can say, no, it may also so happen that Atma Tattva is in front and the mind is also there. So in that case, the Rishi Muni, the Mahatma say, the mind cannot objectify the Atma Tattva because it is very subtle. It is illuminator of mind. Gross cannot perceive subtle. This is the law. Eyes can perceive object, but the objects cannot perceive eyes. Mind can see eyes, but the eyes cannot see mind. Sakshi can see mind, but the mind cannot see Sakshi because it is subtle. So mind cannot objectify. Naina deva apnuvan purva marsata. Even the devatas, they also cannot perceive. And we saw the story of fire god and the vayu devata. They went to see the yaksha, they could not perceive it. Devata means dyotana diti deva. Dyotana means which illumines is also devata. Our indriyas, they illumine sapta sparsa rupa ras gandha. But they are also not able to objectify or perceive that Atma Tattva. When mind cannot perceive, how can you expect the senses to perceive? Mind is subtler than senses. So senses also can't perceive. Atmavan purva marsata. It is already existing. Before that, it is already there. Tad dhavato vanyane iti tishtata, standing at one place, staying at one place, it overtakes everything. So whatever goes fastest thing goes, Atma Tattva is there. And we learnt it by the example of aeroplane. Aeroplane, wherever the aeroplane goes, space is already there. Similarly, wherever the thoughts are going, Atma Tattva is already there. tishtata, it's not moving. Why it is not moving? Akhandanand Maharaj says, oh, thasa thas bhara hua hai. There is no place for movement. So how can it go? There is no movement. Tishtati. Tasmin apo matariswa dadati. Matariswa means the Hiranyagarbha. It distributes all functions to all devatas. Apa means karma also. Dadati. That Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha is the first stage of creation. It is not Brahman distributing. Brahman does nothing. When Brahman comes in contact with the Maya, the first thing comes is the Hiranyagarbha. So Hiranyagarbha distributes all the actions to different devatas and to all human beings. According to our karma, he gives the karma phal, fruits of action he gives. Same thought is again explained in the next verse, in the verse number 5. Tat ejati, it moves. Tan ejati, it does not move. How you can say this thing? Because with upadhi, it seems to be moving. With this body, we can say Atman is moving. But really speaking, Atman is not moving. Car is moving, not the driver is moving. In the same way, this body is a vehicle in which Atma Tattva is there. So with upadhi, when you see, then you will say it is moving. Without upadhi, thasa thas bhara hua hai. It cannot move. Tad ejati tan ne ejati. Tad dure tatvantike. It is far there also and it is very close also. It means all pervading. It is everywhere. Another meaning, it is far for the jnanis. It will take millions and millions of years or many, many lives to understand this. For a jnani, it is very far. And tat vantike, it is very close for jnani. For the realized, it is his own atma. It is not far. Tadantike, tadantarasya sarvasya, it is inside of everybody. Antarasya, tad sarvasya vahyata, and it is outside also. Like a pot space, space is inside the pot also, space is outside also. So it is everywhere. Now about the Atma Tattva, nature of Atma Tattva is already explained in verse number 4 and 5. Now we come to the lakshan of a jnani. What is the lakshan? What is the characteristic of a realized person? It is explained in verse number 6 and 7. We will read verse number 6 now.
Yastu sarvani bhutani.
Yastu sarvani bhutani.
Atmannevanupashyate.
Atmannevanupashyate.
Sarvabhuteshu chatmanam.
Sarvabhuteshu chatmanam.
Tato na vijugupsate.
Tato na vijugupsate. Yastu sarvani bhutani. Atmannevanupashyati. Sarvabhuteshu chatmanam. Tato na vijugupsate.
Yastu. Tu means the topic is now changed. Tu, whenever the tu word comes, it means now the topic is changed. We are talking about the characteristics of Atman. Now we are going to see the characteristics of a realized person. Yastu sarvani bhutani atmanne eva anupasyati. When you see all Buddha, sarvani bhutani, all beings, sarvani bhutani, atmani eva anupasyati, sees everything in his own atman. Anupasyati, anu means paschat, after, and anu means continuous. Paschat means what? You will be able to see after you receive knowledge from Guru. Before that, you will not be able to see this. This vision will not come. And once you are acquainted with it, when the knowledge is given to you, then after that you will see continuously. So Anu means Paschat, after the knowledge is given by Guru. And Anu means also continuously. Once you know it, then after that you will see it clearly. Suppose I don't know rose, which is rose flower. So somebody tells me this is rose. Now after knowing that this is rose, I will see rose whenever I see, wherever I see, I will be seeing. And continuously, continuously means I will not be forgetting it now. I will be continuously seeing wherever I see rose, I will say this is rose. So after getting the knowledge, you will be continuously seeing it. Another mathematical example, you can say 2 plus 2, after getting the knowledge 2 plus 2 is 4. Then whenever you see 2 plus 2, you will be seeing 4 only. So first the knowledge is to be given. After getting the knowledge, you will be seeing it clearly. Atmani eva, it is in my Atman I see. What does that mean? Sarvani bhutani seeing my non-Atman. It means that your Atman is the Brahman which is substratum of everything. Everything in the world is superimposed on this Atman. It's not that the all worldly things is coming inside your Atman and you are seeing. No, my Atman is nothing but Brahman, and that Brahman is the substratum of the whole world. Whole world is superimposed on that Brahman. Why we call it Atman? Conditioned by body, the same Brahman becomes Atman. Unconditioned Atman is Brahman. So everything is in the world is superimposed on that. And even for illusion also, you need a substratum. For seeing mirage in desert, you need the sand, you need the desert, the substratum is needed. Otherwise, how can you see mirage there? You can't see. Even seeing the illusion, some substratum is needed. Similarly, the whole world is superimposed on the Brahman. At that Brahman is me. My Atman is Brahman. And there are no two Atman, there are no two Brahman. Why no two Brahman? If there are two Brahmans, they will become limited. A limited thing is always perishable. This is law. Anything which is limited in time and space, perishable. If we say there are two Brahmans, two Atmans, no. Then it will become perishable entity. So Brahman or Atman is one and one only. Yastu sarvani bhutani atmani eva anupashyati, and sarva bhuteshu cha atmanam, and the Atman in all being. One thing is seeing the whole thing in me, and I am seeing that the same Atman is in all beings, not human beings, in all beings. So my Atman is the Atman of all persons, all beings, all these trees, plants, animal kingdom, mineral kingdom, everywhere it is there. How everywhere it is there? As an existence. As an existence, not the namru. Tree is, the isness is common, the building is, isness is the common. Forget about the namru. Namru is superimposed. Like on the gold, when we make earring, earring is a shape and a name superimposed on gold. So what we see the earring. But if you ask goldsmith, he will be seeing the gold content in it. He is not interested whether this is antique or this is what. He will see, oh, how is the design. I am not interested in the design. I will wait, I will see how much carat gold is there, and I will give you the value of the. But what we do, we see only the namrup. this is earring, this is nose pin, this is necklace, this is bangle. So similarly, the naam roop are to be falsified. When you falsify the naam roop, what will happen? Only existence will remain. Atman will remain. Because there are only two things. One is the matter. And the matter is your own body is matter. BMI is your body is a matter. Whole world is also a matter. If you negate the whole world, what will remain? Only two things are there, spirit and matter. I negate the whole matter, what will remain? Spirit will remain. Can you negate spirit? No, you can't negate spirit. You can't negate Brahman. You can't negate Atman. You can kill your body, but you cannot kill Atman. You can never negate Atman. So if you negate everything, all matters are negated, Atman will remain. Sarva bhuteshu cha Atman tato na vijugupsate. Vijugupsate, Shankaracharya says, ghrinam na karoti. There is no more hatred. Because Atman is one. Now I am seeing Atman everywhere. Why ghrina happens? Because when there are two, the ghrina hatred will come. And when then you see that there is a, it's my own Atman everywhere, there is no hatred. If my baby wets me, do I hate? No. Why? Because baby is mine. Apna pane. If I sew my heart operation mask, the stitches, other person may not like it. But do I hate that? No, I don't hate. If I have got a wound and the pus is coming out, I don't hate. Others will hate because they are seeing different, that I am different from this person. Hatred is coming. For hatred, duality is needed. And here, once you are seeing that everywhere it is one Atman, so the question of Vijugupsata or Rina or hatred will not arise. Na Vijugupsate. The same thing is stated here in Bhagavad Gita also, chapter 6, verse number 29 and verse number 30. Sarvabhutastha Atmanam Sarvabhutani cha Atmani Ichchate Yoga Yukta Atma Sarvatra Samadarsana. Yoga Yukta Atma, by the process of Yoga, who has become one with Yoga Yukta, who has become one with the Atman, what he sees Sarvatra Samadarsana. He sees the one everywhere, Samadarsana. Mind you, Samadarsan does not mean samvartan. You will have a vision of equality everywhere, but that does not mean ki you will have the transaction of maa, baag ko bhi dekh liya, tiger, ki usme bhi ek atma hai. I am samdarsi, he has got atman, not samvarti. Aye baag mama, gale laga le aapko. No. Samvartan, the transaction will be different. According to Upadhi, we have to transact. But Samadarsan will be from the Atma Drishti, it is one. From Vyavaharik Drishti, it will be different. So Samadarsana. Yo Maam Pasyati Sarvatra, is verse number 30 of Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6. Yo Maam Pasyati Sarvatra, Sarvam Cha Mai Pasyati, Tasyaham Na Pranasyami, Sachamene Pranasyati. The one who sees me everywhere and everything in himself as superimposed. Everything in himself means I am the substratum. This Atman is substratum, which is Brahman outside. And on this Atman, everything is superimposed. Tasya aham na pranasyami. I do not go out of his vision. Sacha mani pranasyati. And he is also not lost to my vision. From the standpoint of Lord says that I am never out of his vision. How? Because he sees Atman everywhere. He is seeing existence everywhere. And when he sees the existence, the Lord is itself existence, consciousness and bliss. So Lord also sees that he is not different from me. He is one and same. Same thing is in the mantra number 6. Now we go to mantra number 7.
Yasmin sarvani bhutani.
Yasmin sarvani bhutani.
Atmaiva bhutvijanatah.
Atmaiva bhutvijanatah.
Tatra ko moha kashokah.
Tatra ko moha kashokah.
Ekatvam anupashyatah.
Ekatvam anupashyatah. Yasmin sarvani bhutani. Atmaiva bhutvijanatah.
Tatra ko moha kashokah. Ekatvam anupashyatah.
So this knowledge of ekatva is settles down in due course of time. It will not happen immediately. It will take its own time and you will be able to see it. Yasmin sarvani bhutani atma eva abhut bijanata. Bijanata means vishesh rupena janata. Bi means vishesh rupena. Janata means comes to know. What is this vishesh rup janata? Vishesh rup janata, that Brahman which is Atman in me is me. You have to come to this stage. It's not different from me. That Brahman is me. This is vishesh rup janata. Because that Atman or Atman in me and Brahman is one and same. There are no two Atman, no Chinese, American, Indian Atman. It is one only. So once you settle with that knowledge that it is one, then it is vishesh janata. Yasmin sarvani bhutani atma eva abhut. Abhut means not different from me. It is one. Tatra ko moha ko soka. Then where is the delusion? Where is the sorrow? Dekho, yahan it is already said that there is atyantik dukh nibritti and atyantik sukh prapti is coming. Because you have falsified all jagat, naam and roop. Now you are seeing all bhutani in you, all beings in you means this Atman is the substratum. The same Atman is the substratum of all bhutas. And I am seeing same Atman in all beings. It's not different Atman. It is one. Tatra ko moha. Now where is the delusion? There is no delusion. Delusion means wrong understanding. What is our wrong understanding? That he is different, he sees different. This is our wrong understanding. From the standpoint of Atman, we are all one and same. Vijanatah bhutani atmi eva abhut vijanatah tatra ko moha, very delusion, kaha soka, very sorrow. There is no more sorrow. How? There is no more sorrow. Because you have falsified all the matters in BMI chart. Vasana, BMI, PFT, OAT is gone. It's no more there. So what is left? It is only the Atman or the Om or the Brahman is left. So in Brahman, there is no moha and no soka. There is no delusion. There is no soka. We get all soka from BMI, PFT and OAT. That we have already seen. All sorrows come from jagat only, not from Atman. If sorrow comes from Atman, then we cannot call it Satchitananda. So once we falsify all the matter equipments, including my body and the jagat, what remains is Brahman. And in that Brahman, when you come to that platform, when you understand that, in that Brahman, ko moha, very delusion. Now you have understood, you have experienced it. There is no moha, there is no more wrong understanding. Kaha soka? Well, there is no soak, there is no sorrow. Identified with the matter, we get the sorrow. Identified with the body, we get sorrow. Identified with the jagat, we get sorrow. When we have falsified the jagat and our body also, what remains is Brahman. No more moha na sokaha. Shankaracharya say, soka moha your abhidya karya. कार्य राक्षेपन असंभव प्रदर्शना सा कारणस्य संसारांतत एव छेद प्रदर्शिति भवति. यू हैव ऑलरेडी अविद्याकार. अविद्याकार मीन्स दिस होल वर्ल्ड इज अविद्याकार, इग्नोरेंस, दैट इज ऑलरेडी फॉल्सिफाइड. सो नाउ देर इज नो मोह एंड नो सोक. नाउ आफ्टर टेलिंग दिस द कैरेक्टरिस्टिक ऑफ realized person, the mantra number 8 again comes back and tells about the characteristic of Atman. So we have seen the characteristic of Atman in the verse number 4 and 5. In verse number 6 and 7, we have seen the characteristics of a realized person. And now again the characteristics of the Atman. But you have to note that in the realized person, there is no outer change. It is only the vision is changing inside. The change is inside. The same jagat is there. Same body is there. There is nothing new. But now it appears everything new. New means I have falsified everything. Gurudev writes, there is no nothing new jagat. The body is the same. Jagat is also same. But my vision has changed. So the change is within. So it is very, very difficult to know a realized person, because outer things, outer garment or the tilak or the mundan, keeping sikha, these are not the characteristics. I mean, this you cannot understand if it is a realized or not. So realization is always inside. It is the vision which is changing. The jagat is same, but now it appears everything is new. Are I am seeing everywhere the existence, 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 everywhere is existence. There cannot be anything in this space which is without existence. Can you find out anything without existence? Sun is, isness is there. Moon is, isness is there. Space is. Ignorance is there. Space cannot stay without ignorance existence. So ignorance, the existence part, you can see clearly. By which? Not by these two eyes. By the eye of wisdom. What is that eye of wisdom? That the whole world is pervaded by the principle of existence. Ignorance is everywhere, and that ignorance is the sat part of Satchidananda. Sat is the existence part of Satchidananda. So when you start seeing ignorance everywhere, what you are seeing? You are seeing Satchidananda. So instead of seeing the Naam Roop, if you start seeing the existence, then you are seeing Satchidananda everywhere. Your view is changed now. Now we'll go to mantra number 8.
When I am breaking the even simple word of comma, it is a prose, it is not a
Saparyagat
Saparyagat
Ashukram
Ashukram
Akayam
Akayam
Avranam
Avranam
Asnaviragam
Asnaviratam
Shuddham
Shuddham
Apapavittham
Apapavittham
Kavir Manishi Paribhuhu
Kavir Manishi Paribhuhu
Swayambhuhu
Swayambhuhu
Athatyatthatah
Athatyatthatah
Arthan Vyavadhat
Arthan Vyavadhat
शाश्वतेभ्यः समाभ्यः
शाश्वतेभ्यः समाभ्यः.
Can we read together or again once more?
It is Shukram Ajit.
अपर्यगात्
सपर्यगात्
शुक्रम्
शुक्रम्
अकायम्
अकायम्
अव्रणम्
अव्रणम्
अस्नाविरगम्
अस्नाविरगम्
शुद्धम्
शुद्धम्
अपापविद्धम्
अपापविद्धम्
कवीर्मनीषी परिभूः
कवीर्मनीषी परिभूः
स्वयंभूः
स्वयंभूः
याथातथतः
याथातथतः
अर्थान् व्यवधात्
अर्थान् व्यवधात्
शाश्वतेभ्यः सभाभ्यः
शाश्वतेभ्यः समाभ्यः
समाभ्यः
together
सपर्यगात् शुक्रम् अकायम्
अव्रणम्
अस्नाविरगम् शुद्धम् अपापविद्धम्
कवीर्मनीषी परिभूः स्वयंभूः याथात्यर्थतः अर्थान् व्यवधात् शाश्वतेभ्यः समाभ्यः
सह सह शंकराचार्य जी से यथो तक आत्मा परेगात वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट द सेम आत्मा स यथोक्त आत्मा परयगात परी आगात परयगात मीन्स गॉन एवरीवेयर ऑल परवेडिंग दैट आत्मा इज ऑल परवेडिंग हाउ इट इज ऑल परवेडिंग बाय द प्रिंसिपल ऑफ एग्जिस्टेंस पर्यगात शुक्रम शुद्धम ज्योतिषम दीप्तमान इत्यर्थ इट इज ब्राइट लाइक ज्योति शुक्रम अकायम अकायम शंकराचार्य जी से अकायम शरीरो लिंग शरीर वर्जिता इत्यर्थ लिंग शरीर मीन्स सटल बॉडी लिंग शरीर वर्जिता मतलब देयर इज नो सटल बॉडी What is the subtle body? 17 items. 5 Gyanendriya, 5 Karmendriya, Panch Pran, Man or Buddhi. 17 items constitute Linga Sarir, subtle body. Subtle body is not there in Brahman. Slowly you see how he is trying to explain. There is no subtle body in Atman. So that means there is no Gyanendriya in Atman. No Karmendriya in Atman, no Panch Prana in Atman, no mind, no intellect. This is the implication of one word Akayam. And Shankaracharya ji says, Linga Sarir Varjita. Okay. Then, Abranam. Abranam means Achattam. Achattam means there is no und, there is no scratch. Now he is trying to come to gross body. So he said, there is no und, there is no chati, there is no scratch. Achatam. Asnaviram. Snavaha. Shankaracharya ji says, Sira yasmin vidyanta iti snaviram. Wherever there are the sira. Sira means veins. Asnaviram means there are no veins. Then what does that mean? अब्रणम अस्नाविर स्नाविरम इति अभ्याम स्थूल शरीर प्रतिषेध सो ही निगेटेड द सटल बॉडी नाउ ही इज निगेटिंग ग्रॉस वर्ड्स बाय टू वर्ड्स अच्छतम देर इज नो ओंड देयर फॉर ओंड यू नीड ए ग्रॉस बॉडी देर इज नो वेन्स एंड एटसेट्रा फॉर वेन्स एंड एटसेट्रा यू नीड ए सो बाय The word a branam and asnavirgam, what is negated? The sthula sarir, gross body is negated. So, Atman has got no subtle body, no gross body. Okay. Then next qualification is characteristic is said Suddham. By Suddham, Shankaracharya said Nirmal. It is pure. Avidya mal rahitam iti karan sarir pratisheta. Avidya mal means there is no ignorance there. In us we have got the ignorance. What is that? The vasana. It is without any vasana. Vasana is the causal body. So, karan sarir pratisheta. There is no karan sarir also. Law. The subtle body is negated, gross body is negated, causal body is negated. Causal body is kya? Avidya, ignorance. There is no ignorance there. We have got the ignorance. Because of ignorance, we say, I am so and so. Ignorance of what? Ignorance of our true nature self. We don't know our true nature of self. That I am that Atman, I am that Brahman, that standpoint has not come. We are not established on that, that I am Brahman. So, this is avidya. Then it says, apapaviddham. Apapaviddham means dharma, adharma, adi, papa, varjitam. Ab batao, how scientific it is. If there is no gross body, no subtle body, no causal body, how can you act? Can you act? If you cannot act, the question of papa and punya does not arise. So, apapa vidham means dharma, adharma, adi, papa, varjitam. So, there is no papa, punya, etc. in Atman. Why it is not there? Because it has got no body. No gross body, no subtle body, no causal body. We have got the causal body, avidya, because of that we are acting in the world. उसके पास कारण शरीर नहीं, स्थूल शरीर नहीं, सूक्ष्म शरीर नहीं, how will you act? अपाप विद्धम. Then comes कवि. कवि means क्रांतदर्शी सर्वदृक. It is said ना, जहां न पहुंचे रवि वहां पहुंचे कवि. कवि means ए क्रांतदर्शी. He thinks something different from us. It means that he sees something extra. It means that he knows future, past and present. Sarvadrik. He knows everything. Sarvadrik. Na anyasti anyato asti drashta. Vridharaka Upanishad said there is no other drashta. There is only one drashta. That Atman is the drashta. मनीषी मनस ईशिता सर्वज्ञ ईश्वर इति इत्यर्थ. ही इज द कंट्रोलर ऑफ माइंड. द माइंड फंक्शंस बिकॉज ऑफ दैट तत्व आत्म तत्व. बिकॉज आत्म तत्व इल्यूमिन्स ऑल थॉट्स ऑफ आवर माइंड. माइंड इज इनर्ट थिंग. माइंड इज मेड ऑफ फाइव ग्रेट एलिमेंट्स. इट इज इनर्ट. But the start of a thought process starts when it comes into contact with the Atman. So it is Manishi. Manishi means it is Ishita Sarvagya Ishwari Dhrtha. Manasa Ishita is the controller of mind. Mind functions because of this Atman. Paribhuha. Paribhuha means Sarvesham Pariyupari Bhavati Paribhuha. There is nobody beyond or superior to that Atman. Is the topmost thing. Many people ask Brahman, who is the father mother of Brahman? Uske upar kuch hai kya? Bolo, no, that is ultimate. Sarvesham pariyupari. Sarvesham, he is on the highest point. He is the highest. Pariyupari. Kaise aaya wo? Swayambhu. See, one word leads to another. Swayambhu. Swayambhu means Swayameva Bhavatiti. He has come of his own. There is no father, mother of Atman. Swayambhu. Then after Swayambhu, Yathat tathyat means respectively. Arthan means function and duties. Vyadadhat means he allots functions and duties to everybody respectively according to their upadhi. Devta has got the different function, human beings have different functions, animals have different functions. Who allots this? He allots all these things. Vyadadhat. Saraswati bhyam samabhya. Saraswati samabhya means to the all what you call Prajapati. He allots work to Prajapati. So he is all pervading. He is Sukram. Sukram means he is bright like Jyoti. Akayam. Akayam means he has got no subtle body. Abhranam. Asnavirgum means there is no gross body. Suddham means no causal body. So all three bodies are negated. Khatam. Then apap vidham, since there is no body, no action, by action only you can do pap and punya. So there is no papa punya in that atman. Apap vidham, kavi, kranti darsi, he knows past, future and present, everything he knows. Manishi means he is the controller of mind, he is the, what you can say, the source of giving consciousness to mind. Paribhu, he is beyond everything, he is the highest. Swayambhu, born himself from, not born from anything else, Swayambhu. Yatha tathyat, respectively, arthan, the functions and the karma. Vyadadhati, he allots. To whom? Sasvitabhya, samabhya, to all prajapatis, he allots their functions, their job, whatever is done, he allots them. So this way, the Upanishad portion of Ishavasya is over. Now they will talk about something else. What we are doing, whether it is correct or not, what should be done. Then we will talk about Upasana also in the last four mantra, which we will see in our next discourse. It's clear?
Today it is written difficult, huh?
It's difficult, you have to listen once more.
I think.
Because you have a question. You said Samadarshi and the Vyavaharik Drishti. How do you synchronize the two? Because
at one point we are talking. We'll do the form of that. Oh. Says you should be samdarsi, but he didn't say samvarti. Samvarti means in the empirical world, when you are transacting, you have to transact according to the upadhis. Different upadhi has got different functions. Different people has got different mind and intellect, but the Atman is the same. So you have to be samdarsi from the standpoint of Atman. Each person, each being has got the same Atman. The trees, plants and everybody has got that the same Atman. But the Vartan, you cannot transact with the mineral kingdom. You have to transact with the people or beings, knowing their upadhi and their function, you have to transact. Samadarsi doesn't mean samvartan. The tiger has also got to the Atman, but he is violent. So I said, Samvarti, come, let us have eat together. Come on the dining table. Or even if you have got a servant in the house, in India you will say, you have some drishti that he or she also has got Atman. But you will not say, come, you eat with me here on the table. Although in America you do this thing. But in India, you will not say, you come and sleep in my bedroom. No. Vartan is different, transaction is different. Samdarshan is different. Once you see the Samdarshan, then your view all changes. Then you know that this is the Upadhi which is functioning. Atman is not working, is not doing anything. It is, we have negated gross body, subtle body, causal body. Usko hum log nikamma bolte hain, nikamma. It does nothing. But in its present, the prakriti which is inert, it functions. So there is a spirit, the Atman or the Brahman, without any gross body, any subtle body, any causal body, cannot function, cannot do anything. Uska mind bhi nahi hai, intellect bhi nahi hai, kuch nahi hai. But the gross body, subtle body and the causal body made of matter, when comes in contact with this inert thing start functioning. So what is functioning? It is the inert matter, prakriti is functioning, not Atman. Don't say ever ki Atman is working. Atman is doing nothing. In its presence, in the presence of electricity, the bulb is glowing, a refrigerator is functioning, heater is functioning. Each upadhi is functioning according to its upadhi. Heater upadhi is to give you the heat. Refrigerator upadhi or air conditioner upadhi is to give you the cold. So upadhi is functioning. Electricity is not functioning. Through the electricity, in the presence of electricity, the upadhi is functioning. Similarly, in the Atman, in the presence of Atman, each upadhi is different. All upadhis, all bodies are made of five great elements, but all upadhis has got different functions. So they function according to the upadhi. And they will function according to the upadhi. So from the standpoint of Atman, each being has got the same Atman. But the upadhi has got different functions. So if the upadhi has different functions, so I have to transact with that upadhi according to their function. In human beings also, the difference is because of the mind and intellect. The difference between different people from the Atma Drishti is same. All bodies are also made of five great elements. So from the standpoint of elements and from the standpoint of Atman, one and same. So why there is a difference between one person to another? What is the cause of difference? The cause of difference is the mind and intellect of different persons are different. Some is developed, some is not developed. So difference between people is only the mind and intellect. From the body level, it's all made of five great elements. And all people have got the eyes which only sees, ears everybody has got. From all that standpoint, we are all have the common thing. But the transaction will be different. So you have to be samdarshi from the standpoint of Atman. Lord never says, become samvarti. If I am seeing some in everybody, now you are all some, we are all on one platform. So all upadhis, whatever type of upadhi is there, we all are equal. No. We are all different from the upadhis angle. So the transaction will be different according to upadhi. This is samdarshan and samvarti.
The more you abide in samdarshan,
Yes.
That is
why
he said,
na
tadona
there is no grina.
There is no
hatred now.
No hatred.
So what has changed? Your vision has changed, that's all. That each person has got the existence and the Atman. From that standpoint, I should not hate. Why should I hate? We don't hate tiger, but it is kept at distance.
There is compassion and empathy.
मामा जी को थोड़ा दूर रखना चाहिए. Let me hug you, tiger. Oh, that you can't do. You can't hug the tiger.
No, but I had another experience. I work a lot in our yard, and there was a bee there. Every time I went near the bee, I would pray and say कि आप में और मेरे में कुछ फर्क नहीं है. मुझे काम करने दो, मैं आपको नहीं तकलीफ दे रहा. But surprisingly, the bee never bit me. It came so close, but it never bit me. So I was like,
realized bee.
I mean, I try to experiment. They say gravity is always pull you down, so you jump from the Sears Tower. मैंने कहा यहाँ पे experiment करके देखिए, but it worked.
What? Meaning, why you jump?
No. He didn't bite you.
The bee didn't bite.
It wasn't scared of you because you had no vidugupsati.
Sometimes animals,
it wasn't scared.
Can sense also. They have intuition. They can sense, like dogs. If you're afraid of the dog, it will sense and bark a little more.
Yes,
the Muni Rishis, they stay in the forest, in the jungle, the Himalayas. They are these wild beasts. They do, never do any harm to them. Because he has got the Shanti Muni. And when they also come there, they also have that aura, Shanti.
We see the pictures of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he will be like hugging the bears. And so I think they, at that level, highest level, they are seeing one. So they will also calm down.
Ahimsa, if you are following
Ahimsa,
non-violence, then they also will be...
It is
they will come near you, but they will not.
Patanjali Yoga Shastra.
That is the fruit of Ahimsa.
That is the fruit of Ahimsa. Ahimsa Satyam and Brahmacharya. Different fruits are there. If you practice that.
I have one more question. This is not particular, this is just a doubt. So we say when we like something and we like to do that again and again, it creates a vasana. Right? It creates the impression that is going to give me the happiness, permanent happiness. So we want to do more and more of that. What happens when do something you don't like something, does that also create a vasana?
Yeah.
Likes, dislikes.
Yeah.
How is that vasana?
I'll tell you. In all our experiences in the world, when we experience with our five jnanendriyas, be it you are seeing a form and color, or hearing a music, smelling something, tasting something, or by skin, heat and cold, by touch, either you will like it or you will dislike it. Simple example, if you take, you taste something, if you like it, well, it's good. But if you don't like it, next time you don't like to take that food.
Does that create a vasana?
It creates a vasana. I don't like this thing. So likes and dislikes are created. So the dislikes you will always try to repulse. No, I don't want this. I don't like this person. So you want to be always away from that person. I dislike. I like this my friend, you will always visit. Because you get some peace of mind. Why you go again and again? Because when there is a desire, this I explained yesterday in chapter 14 of Bhagavad Gita, that the Sattvaguna also binds. How it binds? When there is a desire in you, your mind is agitated. And when the desire is fulfilled, mind becomes calm. You think that calmness of the mind, which is because of the Sattvagun, you don't know that the calmness of mind is Sukh. Our wrong understanding is that we got Sukh because of that thing. I wanted something, I got it, I became happy. But really what happened? Really, it was only the mind was calm. When the desire was there was agitation, how to get it. The moment you got the desire thing, your mind became calm. But we think that object, that person, that being, that meditation or that art or that painting or that thing which I was doing gave me peace of mind, or that book which I was reading, that gave me peace of mind. So you want to read, you want to meditate, you want to paint, you want to eat something, so that you get that calmness of mind again and again, again and again. You got it?
Yeah, that is for the likes.
Like, dislikes?
There are things that are not good, or you know, you were saying that I don't want them, but this is not...
Repulse.
We are repulsing
that. Huh. Whenever that comes, you want to run away from that.
Yes. So, does that also create a vasana?
That also creates a vasana.
Because I
so, likes and dislikes, both are vasanas.
You still have agitation of mind. I want to be away.
Agitation, actually.
No, it creates a vasana in the sense that you will always avoid it.
Yes. That is the imprint. You will always avoid that imprint. And this you like, you want to do it again and again. That is also an imprint. So these are creating vasanas.
But our understanding is that is giving me that peace of mind. That is wrong understanding. So that is why you are visiting again and again to the same thing. Suppose somebody gets peace of mind by reading. So he will always carry a book. Padhna shuru kar diya. Somebody gets a peace of mind in meditation. Wherever you go, he will find a corner. He will sit down there, and eye closed. You want to come to that state of mind.
If something is disturbing you, like you dislike something and then disturbing you, then you always try to avoid.
Yeah.
That is not a bad thing, right?
Well, that's not a bad thing. But the thing
because
which you...
you have to get the calmness of mind.
Right.
To even go to the next
step. Avoiding, by avoiding that, we are getting the calmness, na?
Yes.
But the thing which you are avoiding, maybe like by somebody else also, no? Your dislike, maybe like of somebody.
Somebody else will like you. Astivati priyam.
So you are related to Samadarshan.
No, actually I think we have to ask the question, good or bad according to
me? Yeah, it is according to me. Good or bad for me?
No, I think
my own nature, the mind is telling it good or bad, right?
I don't know what you this is my doubt. Let's say if I don't like something in someone, I don't like it. So then I feel like, why is she doing like that? Why is she doing it? So how does it express? I mean, it's like dislike.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like.
Yes.
I dislike that quality in her.
In her.
Yes.
And it's a dislike and it's forming an imprint on me.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I see that quality in everyone, I dislike them.
Quality
so that quality is related to upadhi. That is what you have to understand.
Uh-huh.
It is always related to upadhi.
But mind and intellect.
Mind and intellect upadhi, not with the Atman. Because Atman from the Atman standpoint is not bad. Even the robber or a thief has got an Atman. From the standpoint of Atman, we are one and same.
Their subtle body is different.
But Atman is doing nothing.
Mind and intellect.
Because it does not have any gross body, subtle body, causal body. So there is no question of function by the Atman. Atman is, so who is functioning? The upadhi is functioning.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have to understand, it is because of his upadhi.
Mm-hmm. Atman is same. The upadhi, subtle body is different, na, coming from different
upadhi
places.
Upadhi
is our
body.
So,
but
okay, it is his.
In that equation, if we find that because of the agitation in mind, all this is happening, and the antidote for my upadhi, my frame of structure to calm it is, let's say, for example, meditation. So any time that happens, instead of getting affected by it, in the transactional plane, is we apply the internal technique of going back into calming the mind, because it disappears, cause and effect. The effect is that I'm getting affected. But the cause is my mind is being agitated. And now since I have understood that my antidote for calming my mind, the knowledge is, for example, meditation. It can be anything, but based on my upadhi, it is meditation. When I encounter that situation, I apply that antidote. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. But once you come to know the equation that it is the upadhi working, and in upadhi, in the mind, what happens is the sattva, rajas, tamo guna functioning. So I may be in sattva-guna, other person is in the rajas-guna.
Yes.
What can I do? I cannot control.
No,
why should I get agitated with that?
Mm-hmm.
Gyan should be their knowledge. For by meditation, for the time being, you can calm your mind. But after that, again the agitation will come when you see that person. But if you had the knowledge that his or her subtle body is different, that person is according to his subtle body, to his vasana, that is different. If you get that knowledge, then your mind is always calm. So knowledge is jaruri. It is very... You have to have the knowledge first. Then you meditate. By meditation, for the time being, you are okay, quiet. But knowledge you have to get now. That also you have to get.
There are many people, tamasic people. Tamasic people get joy by hurting others. They will get joy by hurting others.
Irritate. Yeah.
So we have to understand, he is tamasic. What can be done? I cannot change his tamas code.
Yeah, that I didn't have it. So I have a person who always hurts. I'm almost like hurt and then hurt inside and painful. I was like, why does she do that? Why does she do? So now it makes sense.
Now it's her vasana. It is like that.
He or she is in tamasic state.
Then that is in tamasic state. Yeah, she is enjoying. She when enjoying it when...
when he or she sees that you are suffering, they enjoy.
The reaction is just hurt you and see the reaction. If you are hurt, if you are sorrowful, then that person is enjoying. That is his tamasic vasana. You just think in mind, oh, tamasic vasana is working.
Why should I get disturbed?
Then why should I get disturbed? Atma is same, but vasana is different.
Yeah, I didn't have this knowledge. I was like painful and like, why does she do that? I didn't know people will hurt you for purpose.
Yeah, they are tamasic. Yes. It will come. In Bhagavad Gita we will be studying. It will come in. When Rajas and Tamogon is coming.
We took it in the here also. It came. Tamasic vasana. In morning class also sadhana panchakam. In sadhana panchakam also we said.
Okay, Hari Om.
Hari.
Uncle will keep it this again, Atma selection.
Okay, next week.
Next week.